In local news, lessons from Cyclone Gabrielle appear to have gone unheeded as Raglan had problems with its mobile coverage during Monday's power outage. Most worrying for community resilience was the series of problems with Spark's service. They initially lost power to their Tahutawai site on Sunday, and while a generator was brought out to keep it going, it was allowed to run out of fuel early on Monday morning. The remaining sites in Raglan, Tiuku and Kawhia then lost power around 7:15 a.m, with their battery backups only lasting 1.5 hours, despite Spark stating they should last between 4 to 8 hours. A generator was brought out and service was back up by 11:30 a.m. in Raglan. Spark says they will be reviewing their power assessment at the Raglan site, but this only appears to be happening because a site upgrade was already scheduled for that location. Although 2 degrees service lasted longer, with users only reporting outages in the afternoon, it's clear that our cell phone network can't be relied on for civil defence emergencies. And although Raglan Community Radio was off the air overnight on Monday morning, an on-site generator had us back up on the air early in the morning. In the meantime, power's back up through most of Whangaroa after Monday's lightning strike and bad weather cut off power to most of the area. Continued bad weather caused delays to repairs on the strike location and other outage spots on Te Papatapu Road and Otonga Valley. And although the outage map is clear this morning, World Network said yesterday that there were 61 properties around Te Papatapu Road that were expected to be without power overnight as they waited for specialist equipment to be brought in. And elsewhere, Raglan Boat Charters has announced the arrival of a new amphibious Sea Legs vessel for the new summer season. After a good season last summer with the Wahine Moe, owner Andrew Stump has branched out with a vessel called Wakahuia that can start in the car park, drive into the harbour and head to all sorts of spots that the Wahine Moe could never make it to. With a capacity of 11 passengers, the new vessel has retractable wheels that have ABS braking and all-wheel drive. And after a few months off over winter, the Wahine Moe is expected to be back in service at the end of this month, while Wakahuia will be taking its first passengers out a couple of weeks later. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 21st of August, 2024.